14, something like that, 15, 15.
Hmm. Yeah. Unless it's some work that you're already doing in some sense, it's going to be hard to submit anything.
Yeah.
So I was wondering about the performance counters related work.
I was thinking also the same line, but thing is that will there be anything novel in the case, or is just some analysis?
Yeah, I mean, if there is nothing novel, then there is no point submitting. So only if we are able to come up with some new observations that are unexpected, right, with the performance counters. For instance, some observations like performance counters are not a good reflection of virtualized application performance or something like that, because it's in a virtualized environment as opposed to non-virtualized environment where there would be greater correlation, something like that. I mean, that's just one of many possibilities, but if there is something which we can claim as unusual or new or novel, I think then it's worth going after this submission. The reason I recommended to look into this, because you're going to be traveling anyway, and plus this is a workshop.
In the workshop, so in any case.
And yeah, that might be a good idea. Plus it's or being organized by VMware, right? And he might be a source of a summer internship, and more so if you have a paper, right? And so those are the kinds of considerations that I had in mind when I made that recommendation. But of course, if there is nothing to submit, then we don't have anything to submit. Think about it some more, and maybe one thing which you could do is to get get some speed on the performance counters work. And
yeah, actually, for the 2 days I was working on that.
Okay.
But it's again the Zen thing is bothering me.
Okay.
Installation thing. It's the DOM 0 is fine.
Mm.
It's very easy, but the DOM U creation is not that straightforward.
I remember last time you were saying that you can actually, there is a graphical interface and you can.
There is a graphical interface, but the kernel, the problem is that it failed to install because there is no proper DOM U image.
But isn't it part of the same package?
No, it's not.
Okay, so this, you install DOM U a different. Oh, I see what you mean. So you're saying it's a DOM U disk that's missing, or
DOM U disk,
and there is no downloadable DOM U disk, or can you use your DOM U disk from before? Does that work?
I don't know, probably.
So you mean the file system is missing, is it? Or
exactly, the proper kernel image for the DOM U creation.
Mm-hmm. But so the graphical tool does not create the DOM U image for you?
Not automatically. You have to tell him the source. And that source has to be proper intact or proper.
Okay.
If that source is broken or somehow is not working, it cannot create.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just, I thought it's very automatic. It's not like that. It's just what you do manually with the XM comments and something, do it for you with the graphical image.
I see. So it's just an XM GUI.
It's a sort of XM GUI, and also you could select the disk and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That you can select.
It does not allow you to create the VM.
It does not allow you to create the VM. I mean, it allows you to create the VM, but you need the kernel image, the proper source.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing the brute force approach.
Mm-hmm.
What I used to do is just copy the DOM 0's bin directory or SBIN or library to the to a raw partition, doing that. But apparently what's happening is that it's mounting the file system. After that it stops. It's saying that it cannot execute the shell.
Okay. Now, I believe that Lewis is also using Zen
in SUSE, OpenSUSE.
He was using it at some point, but I don't know if he's still continuing.
He forgot that, so what he did.
Okay. So he did set up a DOMU for his work, right? So, but he doesn't remember what he and I mean, did he go through any of the GUI tools that you're using, or?
I think he's using some source with the command line. I don't think he's the GUI.
Okay.
I think that would be figured out. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe there is something. What are the other topics that may be of potential interest? I know they listed some topics, right?
At this point, I don't know. I haven't thought about that because I was working on the installation of this. Because I need to get the performance configuration done.
I mean, there are... Yeah, so these are the topics, right?
Yeah, there are the two things about performance counter.
High performance
it's
applications?
That performance, yeah. And environments that will benefit from virtualization.
And there is another... another possibility that you could write about the resource reallocation stuff that you've been doing.
The algorithm?
Well, the algorithm itself is not going to be sufficient, but there will be some need for a sort of evaluation also. Right? And I'm thinking that maybe you don't really need to do an online version of the system, but just sort of proof of concept. That could be something that may be of value for this workshop.
But what about the evaluation?
So the evaluation, I was thinking that maybe you could just provide some numbers for execution times of this algorithm, right, and optimality in terms of both execution time and optimality compared to some brute force k to the nm algorithm, right? So that could be another possibility. So it's only a partial work, but if we put it in the right context, that may be of interest to these people. I'm expecting that there will not be a whole bunch of competition for this workshop.
That won't be, but
because
my
the half-day workshop,
if I, because I want to put it in a big paper, in a strong paper, all those combination of online modeling, and because I'm thinking about if I leak out this information, will that be any problem?
It's not a question of leaking out as much as reducing the novelty of the subsequent submission. I mean, I'm not really so much concerned about people doing what we are doing based on that submission. And that's my guess.
Again, the other concern will be that the next work will be insufficient because we already have a submission.
But the next work, with the way I'm seeing it, will be sort of more holistic, and it will address the online version of the algorithm, which is an actual implementation, and so I think there is sufficient novelty for that also. So that's one process. So performance counters, resource reallocation, incremental resource reallocation. What else?
New improved algorithm to address performance efficiency or power efficiency.
See, this resource reallocation will fit into this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even improved algorithms. So they are also open to just algorithmic work.
yeah, resource allocation techniques.
Mm-hmm. So that might be actually more realistic, because that is something that you are doing already. And so think about that, and if yes, then we need to move fast. In figuring out whether this is a good idea or not, you might want to actually write down some rough skeleton of a potential paper that we would submit for this workshop. And if that skeleton makes sense, then
what about
forward.
If I can combine the results of some performance control with the algorithm, will that be happen or no? It's completely.
If there is a way to make it all cohesive, then yes. But if it's just two different
directions.
Independent directions, then probably not. Because the workshop paper doesn't. First of all, it's a short piece of work, and typically people expect only one idea. Because there's not a whole lot of space to talk about two distinct ideas that are unrelated. If they are related somehow, if we can show that we can relate them, then it may be okay.
And about the final submission of the paper?
Of the HPCA paper? We need to...
Because I was looking at it, it's only 10 pages. Two column, 10 pages. IEEE...
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. You mean that includes references too?
Yeah, it says the whole page of... Can you go to the HPCA site? HPCA 2010. There will be
paper submission. Camera ready, final paper. Okay.
Yeah, authors are limited to 10 pages for the followers.
Where do you see that? Here? To two additional pages may purchase $100 per page if needed. Oh, I remember that.
Was it the same in when Luis?
I think so. Okay, so we could possibly pay the extra page fee if needed.
But even still, it's short, right? The amount of content we have.
The first thing what I would ask you to do is to just follow the formatting and create the new camera ready format.
So it has a LaTeX font, so it's easier.
Yeah. And I guess you can move or copy the current version into an older directory like HPCA submitted or something like that, and we can continue working in the current directory and addresses. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So just save the submitted version also in a different directory.
Okay. Just create a new directory, you said.
Yeah. I mean, we probably want to use the same directory because it has the right name, which is HPCA10 or whatever it is. The other thing is that you probably want to remove all the files that are in the top level directory, all the paper files. Did you see that there are paper files in the top level directory? So that we have a better structure. I remember that at least Kaushik once, he got confused, and I think I also got confused because I was looking at the wrong directory or something like that. So, so just go ahead and restructure the SVN repository. So you know how to remove files from the repository, right? And then add in a new directory which will be the submitted version of...
Probably I could do it under the directory, right? Submitted, something. Final version or something.
Okay, if you wish. Yeah. I mean, what I would prefer is that you retain the HPC 2010 for the final version.
Okay.
And then create a new directory for the submitted version, because in the end, when we go back to our paper or whatever it is, we need to be really looking for the camera ready version in the end, because that's the public version.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we also save the old version as well in future if we need it.
We need submitted version. Yeah. So.
VM model.
You look like you
under that, there are several directories. One of them. That's how you want. Okay.
That's how you want.
Something which we could potentially go for, and I think for your resume also it's going to be very useful, especially since you will be looking for internships for next summer. The more papers you have, the better it would be, and it could be that because you present your work in this workshop, you make a good impression on the VMware guy, and you know, you can possibly make a connection there itself. So those are some strategies that we could try to use to our favor.
I guess to get an internship is good idea. It's always we have to cut a connection, right?
Yeah, see, the connections are certainly good. I mean, we have connections in VMware, right? I mean, I have two very good connections in VMware. And last year
I also talked with them.
Yeah.
But they completely didn't reply after that.
Yeah, and I think, see, even if you have connections, they are more motivated if they see that you have done some interesting work. And they look at your resume and they see, okay, you have published some reasonable work in virtualization. The more you have published, the more motivated they are to try and push your case within the company, right? And yeah, so I mean, I know these guys only professionally and not personally. And it's a, you know, they're going to make professional decision as well. But it's good to have contacts, because at least I could forward your resumes, and they get to certainly look at your resumes as opposed to a whole bunch of resumes that come in through their regular system. So there it helps to get the foot in the door. But beyond that point, it is really up to how motivated you can get them with the stuff in your resume.
So with another final submission, I guess we have to delete some content, right?
Yeah, so why don't you do the following, like I said, go ahead and format it. We have things that we have 12 pages, okay, so we'll pay the other extra $200 and see what how the
I mean, let's see what is the current page numbers and everything with the current with their formatting.
Correct. Yeah. And it's possible that, for instance, we could delete some of the references which are not so critical. In submission, you always put in all the references that you can think of. Right? So if there is a reviewer, he doesn't have an opportunity to to point to some work and say, well, you didn't reference your work. But in the final version, we don't have
compulsion all the time, unless we borrowed really some work, right?
I mean, not that borrow, but unless it is absolutely relevant for the discussion that we have in the paper.
Okay.
Right. So that is one avenue. You can try and mark off the related work that are not so critical. And that will save maybe or immediately half a page or half a column at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And about the new result, will you have space to serve?
Which one?
The performance counter value.
We could probably just add in a sentence or two. If we have something interesting to say with respect to our findings with performance counters.
Okay.
Yeah, and put in the standard deviation numbers immediately
in the table.
Okay.
Okay.
What else did we want to talk about? I guess for now you'll be busy with these things, right?
Yeah.
And come up with a potential skeleton for this workshop paper, and we could. Possibly meet whenever you're ready. Even tomorrow afternoon, if you want to, I have time.
Today I have to. I'll be busy with the first paper review.
Okay. Okay. Then we'll do it on Monday.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have over the weekend. You'll have more time to think about it and come up with something reasonable. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Aziz.
I got the ticket.
Okay. How much did you pay?
$1,460.
It's a good price, right?
Yeah, that's a good price.
Okay. So, and it's American Airlines.
Okay. American Airlines is to and from Kolkata.
Okay. And so, the only thing is that you need to purchase tickets from within India. I think, but that's not critical. And that's not critical to purchase right away.
No. I mean, I will do it after I got the final presentation data. Maybe.
Yeah, and after you know, for instance, how much they are going to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.